Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, two old friends meet one day after many, many years at a high school class reunion. Now, one attended college and now was successful in his career. The other, well, he had not attended college and, well, he never really had much ambition, yet he seemed to be doing well. Well enough that Newsweek magazine ran an article about him. Curious as to how the college graduate asked, "How on earth can you be doing so well?" Well, the less educated and less ambitious man replied, "Well, one day I opened up my Bible at random and I dropped my finger on a page and the word that was under my finger was oil. So I invested in oil and did the oil wells gush. So then I tried it again, the same method. I dropped my finger on a page and underneath my finger was the word gold. So I invested in gold, and those mines, they really produced." Well, the college graduate was so impressed that he rushed back to his hotel room, he grabbed a Gideon Bible, he flipped it open, closed his eyes, dropped a finger on a page to open up and look and see that his finger was pointing right at the words, chapter 11. Yeah. God's word is a gift to us, but this is not how it works. The Bible tells us a story. It tells us God's story. It tells us His story. In our sixth grade confirmation class, we spend the whole year studying the whole Bible. We look at the big picture or the meta-narrative. And we learn the overarching story of the Bible. We learn it through 66 words. 66 words that summarize the Bible. It goes like this. Creates all, mankind fall, Noah's storm, nations form, Abraham's sevenfold, Isaac's blessings told, Jacob's schemes, Joseph's dreams, bush lit, sea split, law spoken, tablets broken, walls tumble, people mumble, judges appointed, kings anointed, God forgotten, rulers rotten, kingdom broke, prophets spoke, kingdom back, 400 year lack. That's the Old Testament. Mary, mild, Christ, child, crucified, Jesus died, third, morn, hope, born, Christ ascends, spirit, friend, church inflates, earth awaits, God creates. That which is the beginning becomes the end, the great meta-narrative story of the Bible. That story, that truth is what we as Christians base everything we do on. You see, in the Bible, we are told and we are reminded that God has created everything, a beautiful world in which we live. And He sustains and He provides for His world every day. He sent His Son into our world, a world of sin, to live and to suffer and to die, and then rise. For Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Everything in the Old Testament points to Jesus' death and resurrection. Everything in the New Testament points to Jesus' death and resurrection. Jesus Christ is the central message of the entire Bible. Everything points to Jesus. This is the big picture. This is the success of our God that is shown in the Bible. For God's success is not college and a career. God's success is not money and material items. God's success is you. You. You and I. We are allowed to share in his success. We are allowed to share in his glory. There, at the baptismal font in baptism, God glorified us, making us his very own children through water and the word. For we share. We share in the glory of God when we confess our sins before the throne of God and when we find forgiveness there at the throne of God, here at the altar, at the cross of God. And we share in the glory of God when we read his word and we remember his promises of love and deliverance. God has allowed us, through faith, to share in his glory. We have in no way earned, and we have in no way deserved that glory. But God loves us so much that he gives it to us anyway. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Take time daily to bask in the undeserved glory of God. And since God allowed us to share in his glory, we want to return that glory back to him, back to God. Jesus tells us in the Gospel of John that he will no longer be in the world, but that we are still in the world. Now remember that Jesus already has assured us that we have another counselor, his promised Holy Spirit. And now Jesus prays that the Father will also protect us in his world, that we are being assured that we are left in the world to accomplish something for him. What are we to do? We are to give glory back to God. And how do we do that? We give glory back to the Father as Jesus did. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." And Matthew 28, verse 20 tells us, "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." We give glory to God by receiving his word. We give glory to God by receiving the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give glory to God by telling others about our Savior Jesus Christ. We give glory to God by serving others and serving their needs. We give glory to God by showing hospitality. You knew it was coming, right? We are what the people of God need to do. Loving, serving, showing hospitality. We are what people see of Jesus in our world today. We are a reflection of his glory. The glory of God shines through our lives, and it is our responsibility to be the light of glory of Jesus Christ in our world. People see how we treat other people, especially those closest to us. And people notice how we respond when someone has done us harm. People notice how we respond in a crisis in our lives. In all that we do and say, we want to reflect the glory of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But it doesn't mean that we're perfect. We can't be perfect. And the reality is, when we reflect the glory of the Lord best is when we reflect forgiveness. Forgiveness given and forgiveness received. Both to give forgiveness and to receive forgiveness is to show the glory of God. We joyfully and thankfully receive the forgiveness of God, and then without hesitation, we pass that forgiveness on to others. Likewise, we reflect the glory of the Lord when we show hospitality, hospitality given and hospitality received. Both are important. When we leave this world, God will fully glorify us with Him forever in heaven. There we will finally see and finally partake of the glory of the Father, not as a reward, but as a promise. That is so important that I'm going to say it again. Not as a reward, but as a promise. A promise from God given to you. God promises an eternal inheritance for all believers. Until that day, we pray that God will use us to glorify His name in all the world and all that we do. Yes, glorify Thy name. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.